say they have gay friends, yet they still remain silent on helping us out by using a bit of their talent. Don't they realize the ugliness of such an attitude? They contribute to our invisibility, hence our oppression. They are part of the problem, yet they could be part of the solution. Sad to say, there are a plethora of liberal straight artists in the SF Bay Area, aka Gay Mecca, who ignore gays by refusing to include them in their art. While I look at that counterculture table in front of Cody's bookstore on Telegraph Avenue, they use their cartoons to represent all sorts of important issues, except for gay rights. I even handed them a bunch of my gay stories in hopes they'd use them as inspiration for some pro-gay cartoons. After all, gays are part of the counterculture and have contributed to it mightily over the years. Yet are we to also be betrayed by this very same counterculture? And what has happened since? They elude me, certainly no hell-friendly, well-meant attitude coming from those guys. Looks to me like they've just tossed my writing into the garbage rather than include some gay-oriented comics along with their other art on their counterculture sales table.
So what's the response to this?
I just did it last night. One of my street musician friends got quite irate at my proposal and stated that every hetero artist should have the choice to support gays, not have it forced on them. Well, you straight liberal artists have had years to make such a choice, for you all have known for a long, long time how serious is the dilemma of gays in our society. That same concern for helping others in trouble inspires you to speak out to children, black, women, the disabled, and the homeless in your music, sculpture, paintings, writing, etc. So what excuse do you have for not choosing to also include gays in this mix after all this time? Sorry, friends, but as far as I'm concerned, you gave up your free will to choose yay or nay some time ago. You cannot justify in any way, shape, or form your continued refusal to choose to use some of your talent to help liberate gay people. What I am saying now is that you so-called liberal heteros of the counterculture are all very close to paying heavy karma dues as a result of your willful, heterocentric arrogance. You insist you are a friend to gays while stabbing us in the back all along by your willful omission of us in your songs, your art, and in the media. I warn you, what gay friends you now have are likely to grow disgusted with you when they realize this, they haven't already. Almost of you have ever given us in the way of support is lip service. Well, let me tell you assholes this. If you continue to give me any more lip service, it will have to be below the belt. Addendum. How come our own gay neighborhood suffer a dearth of gay-oriented street music, art, and entertainment? Are we so jaded as to give up our very own streets to hetero-only diversions? Come on, gay guys and gals, take it to the streets. We have much to be proud of. Let us at least take back our own streets and fill them with lesbian, gay, music, art, dance, skits, and so on. Then I end it with my signature, Lavender Velvet Revolution, disgusted with our choices for next president. Vote for me, hit my webpage to learn more about me. So I just sent it out yesterday by email to...
But how many of the street people are going to be reading something off the internet?
A lot of them are very sharp. They read... No. I didn't just send it in. I sent it to the BAR, the Bay Area Report, the Berkeley Express, SF Bay.
The BAR, I wouldn't think they would publish anything from me.
They do. They publish most of my stuff.
Oh, really?
They published seven litmus tests. They made that a guest opinion.
Yeah, that's true. That was years ago.
No, but out of everything, they publish 9 out of 10 things I sent to them.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So I don't read it much anymore. Totally tired.
I'd also sent it to the Examiner and the Chronicle.
Oh, I see.
I also sent them my presidential platform.
Well, you might get some response from them. They're always interested in different points of view.
Well, I always toss it out in a few places, spread out seeds to have a better chance.
You can also send something to Sharon Stone and see what she responds.
Why? What does she do?
She's the wife of the editor of the Examiner. He won't be the editor of the Examiner once the fans buy the paper. Bill Bronstein.
Is Sharon Stone very pro-gay or something?
No. She's a very famous movie star.
Yeah, I know, but I don't see why saying to her.
Just for a laugh, man.
It wouldn't get to her. It would get to her secretary at most.